Welcome to another episode of This Week in Health Tech, where you find your latest news and trends in the health tech industry. My name is Jimmy Kim, and I'm accompanied by my co-host, Vic Patel. And before I get Vic on the mic over here, a very, very special emergency episode, courtesy of Mr. Vic Patel. Vic, how's it going, man?
It's going good. I mean, we have never done an emergency podcast. This is the first one. So,
you know what? Save
you can do better than that.
Why don't we save the sound effects for me? I'll take care of it for you here. But you know, I was lounging around the house. I mean, it is the holiday times, right? And just kicking it with the family, and then my phone just blows up. And I'm looking at it, and I see messages from you saying emergency podcast. Da, da, da. And then the first thing I saw was like emergency. I was like, man, is there something wrong with the podcast? Is the podcast down? Did someone leave like terrible reviews on the podcast? Like, what is going on? And then, you know, as I read further, there's some big news in the health tech industry. So why don't you fill it in on the listeners here who may have not have heard of it. If you've been living under a rock and you're in the health tech industry, then that's the only way I know that you haven't heard of it. But Vic, tell them.
Exactly. You know, it's all over the news. It's on LinkedIn. It's on Twitter. So if you are in healthcare, if you are in healthcare tech especially, you definitely have seen the news that Oracle is buying Cerner. And Cerner is the number two EHR in healthcare. So huge player. And, you know, it's everyone's like, oh, wow. So what is this going to do? The big tech has made a move. One of the biggest purchases that Oracle has ever done. And what's going to happen? Mm-hmm. So it's like, hey, Jimmy, let's get together. Let's talk about this. Yeah. What's going to happen? And everyone has their own thoughts. And of course, we have our thoughts here. And let's tell people what we think is going to happen.
So why don't I just give a few more just dirty details. You already mentioned that it is the biggest acquisition that Oracle has ever done. And when we talk biggest, I'm talking about $28.3 billion. That isn't pocket change. At least for me, it isn't pocket change. That's a lot of money.
An all cash deal. Like it wasn't like, oh, stock deal. No, it's mm-hmm. like, oh, here's some cash, and you know, only $28.3 billion. So yeah, I mean, all cash deal apparently. And anyways, what other details do you got?
And I mean, I would love for you to explain. Like, I mean, we know who Cerner is. Could you tell us a little bit more about Oracle and like what do they do and like what do you think this means for, you know, the market of healthcare and I guess health technology in general?
Sure. I mean, probably everyone knows Oracle, right? Like everyone has heard about Oracle. It is one of the big tech companies out in California. But you know what? When you think about Oracle, people always think about database. Right? Like the Oracle database is the best. I mean, I have worked with it hands-on and, you know, I have worked with many different database management systems. And I would say, yes, you know, probably the best, but it's also very expensive just because it's also very good. And it's used by pretty much very big mission critical applications out there. Right. And it makes sense. If you can afford it, that's the way to go, but that's not all they do. I mean, they have, you know, obviously Oracle, that's how they started out. I mean, that was the base product. And now they have so much more. So they are into, I mean, the biggest one now is obviously the cloud infrastructure. And people don't think about Oracle as the cloud infrastructure because, you know, even Jimmy, even on our podcast, we never mention Oracle as one of the clouds that you use, right? It's always like Microsoft and Google and Amazon, right? The big three, but Oracle's right there too. They also have a really good cloud infrastructure and a lot of big clients. And now with Cerner, it makes sense to, hey, all these EHRs that healthcare systems are using, put it on the Oracle cloud infrastructure, right? And it just makes sense. So anyways, you know, we'll dive into that a lot more. But yeah, I mean, they pretty much have, even on the integration side, the automation side, they have a lot of good products. And then now they obviously, with the security being such a big topic, they also have security, identity, and compliance products as well. So everything kind of makes sense, right? Like all these different things that I'm mentioning, you can think about, you can tag these on top of your EHR. So it's pretty exciting, right? Like, I mean, it's hopefully we'll see a lot more changes, but yeah, I mean, that's, you know, a little background about Oracle.
Mm-hmm. You know, anytime that I see any kind of acquisition like this happen, you know, whether it's in health tech or anywhere, it should give like a big sign that to say like there is potential in this market. So for example, Oracle making this purchase sends a big signal like there is a huge potential in the health tech market in general, right? Don't you think so? Like $28.3 billion, like, you know, they're not sinking that much money and thinking like, oh, you know what, we're just going to store this for like a rainy day.
No, and it's funny because Oracle's stock, it went down from, after they announced the news, it went down from about $105 to $90. So they gave up, you know, 10-15%, but it's going back up slowly. But anyways,
I'm sure it will. But you know, actually on this topic, because I know you know a little bit more about stocks and investments, things like that. When in the sense of like, you know, for me, like I don't do any of that stuff. Like I know very, very, very little about it. Like if I see that, oh, you know what, Oracle is going to go make this purchase and they're sinking in a huge investment. In my mind, I'm thinking stocks should go up, right? They're making this purchase, they're making this investment, and now, you know, if their stock is worth $105, naturally it should be worth $115 because they're making this purchase, they're making this investment. But for you, do you think you shed a little bit of light of why do you think now it's like why has the stock price dropped?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I mean, I think the biggest reason is people are trying to make sense of this. I think so. I have seen quite a few posts on LinkedIn where people are like, Oracle's going to botch this. They don't know healthcare, but you know what? And it's justifiable in terms of why people are saying this, because Microsoft has tried their hands, you know, getting their hands dirty in healthcare. They tried with the Microsoft Health Vault, failed. Google has tried it with their Health Cloud, failed. Right? Like there are previous examples, but maybe that's why Oracle was like, hey, you know what? We're not going to try and build this from ground up. We're just going to buy the number two EHR and, like, you know, let's use that and merge with our applications. And I think that's the key, Jimmy. You know, that's why I don't think they'll fail as spectacularly as people think they will.
But you think might fail? Is that what you kind of maybe alluded
to? I think
in
the beginning, yes, there will be some growing pains. Right, as they try and figure out and think about the integration between Cerner and all these products that Oracle has, it always takes time. I mean, we are in integration. You know, integration is one of our top managed services, and yeah, we know how, you know, it's not plug and play ever, and so that will take time. But I think once that's in place, Jimmy, it will be, the digital transformation is coming. Mm-hmm. We have been talking about digital transformation for a long time. And think about this, for people who are now on Cerner, if they are in the Oracle Cloud and now they can easily plug into all these different apps, and Oracle is really good with integration too, right? Like Oracle allows integration very easily, not just with Oracle products, but even any, you know, a lot of different softwares out there. So I think it might actually open up doors for health systems to use innovative products in the long run. I think Oracle is smart. They've been around for a long time. They are a huge company, you know, and they understand what it'll take to, I think they understand what it'll take to go to the next step.
But, you know, along the lines of what you're saying, you know, a lot of analysts right now are going around and they're saying that Oracle now has the potential to provide access to the public. I mean provide easy access to share electronic health records to just easily be able to share that information, which is kind of like the whole, like the talk, the, you know, when you went to that conference virtually, yeah, this year, I mean you mentioned that this year And last year, it was the same. It was the main same top, like the same
talking integration. Points.
Integration, yeah. Right? And Oracle by Oracle purchasing this. And look, I'm a layman at this, but I understand the implications of what this might happen. That, you know, they are now aiming to be and to command a large share of the healthcare market by doing this, and now being able to hopefully implement you know what they do best and be able to share these EHRs easily, which at the end of the day hopefully makes it easier for patients to access the information and other healthcare providers to access information, right? Don't you think this is the main goal, or this is a main goal of theirs?
I think it's one of the goals for sure, because if you think about it, you know, they also the number one thing is Cerner brings in money, right? Like health systems pay a lot of money for these EHRs, you know, Cerners and Epics and Meditechs of the world. And so it's good for them. Like it's a cash flow, you know, that's brilliant. That makes sense. But now, how do you go from just the EHR cash flow to making it more robust and opening it up? And integration is one way to open it up, right? So an Oracle, it's pretty good in integration. Obviously, they, you know, they have a lot of applications, which will allow. I mean, the other thing is, you know, also integrating into the ERP system and the HCM systems that Oracle has. I mean, that would be the other, you know, the other no-brainer. But the other thing that I haven't seen people talk about is the analytics. I mean, Oracle started out with a database as a database company, right? And analytics and BI. We have been talking about making sense of all this data that healthcare has, and so much data, right? Like it's been collected nonstop. I think there's another huge opportunity there, making sense of the big data. Like we've been talking about big data. Okay, now Oracle can actually... they have the right engineers, right? I mean, that's the other thing that nobody's talking about is the talent that Oracle has on the data side and the analytics and AI. I think that's one of the things that people will be surprised. They'll come out of it and health systems will be like, oh, wow. If you know, I wasn't thinking about switching to Cerner, this could be a huge reason, or if I was thinking about moving away from Cerner to Epic, now I may not, because what if these guys are so good and they'll make sense of our data that we have such a huge problem of using all this data that we are collecting, and we're going to get really smart analytics out of it. Maybe they'll put AI on it and make our processes even more efficient. How much money are we going to gain there, right? Like that's, I think, that's the breaking news. One of the breaking news for me, it's like, guys, think about this. They are a database company. They started out that way. They got brilliant engineers. So that's one thing, you know, on top of obviously moving all the Cerner installations to the Oracle Cloud. That's obviously everybody has said that that's going to happen. Yes. I mean, that's a no-brainer. Why wouldn't you make use of your own hosting and, you know, your own data centers that you have in your company instead of putting on AWS? For AWS, it's probably, you know, it's not a big loss. I mean, they have so many huge clients. But I think this sends a signal to Epic, in my opinion. You know, Epic is the biggest EHR and you know, they have the most data. But they were, you know, Epic was gaining and it's still gaining a lot of market share, right? So this sends a pretty good signal like, hey, we are not going away and we actually just got bigger. So it's good. I think it's good. You know what? And I'm the other thing I'm hoping is that they allow, you know, a company like Oracle will understand, because they obviously also have developers, right? Like they, so Oracle, kind of like Microsoft and Google, and you know, they allow developers to build apps on top of their products. So now think about the digital transformation that we've been talking about. What if they create an environment, they create the framework where it's a lot easier to build innovative apps on top of Cerner, how cool would that be? So I think that's the other aspect that people are, I haven't seen people talk about. And, you know, the whole developers part of it, you know, again, this is not going to happen on day one, day two, day, you know what I mean? Like it'll take a couple years, but it's coming. And in the beginning, yes, they'll fumble around. They'll probably figure it out. You know, they'll probably reach out to all the clients saying, hey, don't worry. Things will be the same, you know, for where people like it to be the same. And then where people are not happy, they'll be like, hey, things will be different. It'll be better. It's a no, you know, it's like, that's how you go about the business. But I think it's good. I think EHRs needed a jolt for innovation, in my opinion. And this could be good.
You know, if I could ask you, you're talking about the data being so, so valuable, just off the tip of your head. What do you think, what kind of data would be valuable that they could immediately be like, oh, you know, this is worth something, you know, just, yeah, you know, just again, just kind of just off the top of your head here.
Well, I mean, think about if you took all the data from all the different health systems that are using Cerner and you combine it, obviously, you know, anonymizing the data and all that stuff. I'm not going to talk about the whole privacy part of that part of the topic, but you know, let's say they figured out a way to kind of combine all that data just to kind of see the trends, the different trends that are happening in different parts of the country. And obviously Cerner is even international. So anyways, maybe putting the analytics, putting the BI on top of it, and maybe machine learning and AI, maybe we can come up with even faster way of coming up with solutions for diseases. And right, like even medicines, like pharmaceutical companies will pay tons of money. They will be like, oh, wow, you just found, you know, you're saying there's something going on here. You just combine all these different things and it's like, oh, here, right? Like pharmaceutical companies pay a lot of money for that kind of data, for that, those kind of insights. So that's right there. I mean, how valuable is that? Mm-hmm. Right there. Oracle, thank you. I just bumped up your stock by 3%.
cut Vic a check, and you know, don't forget about me too, you know.
Hey, should we like
get them to
Oracle
be a sponsor?
Can sponsor?
I've done this show long
enough. No, we are not, by the way, in all, I just want to put it out there, Oracle has not paid us a single dime. And you know, these are fully out of thoughts. We'll never take any money for changing or being influenced for our thoughts.
You won't take any money. I, on the other hand, Oracle, Cerner, if you guys are listening, hit me up. No, I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. You know, if we could just kind of step aside just for a second, I'd love to kind of hear your thoughts on this, which is the CEO of Cerner, David T. Feinberg. He has only been the CEO since October 2021. I mean, he's going to get a pretty good payout from this, you know, October, November, December. Granted, he's got so much experience, and you know, he's not new to the industry, but he is new to Cerner. What do you think about that? Like, I mean, I'm thinking this, when I first saw that and you know, doing my own research to be able to kind of talk toe-to-toe to you about the subject, immediately that popped out to me, you know, kind of thinking like, whoa, October 2021. Do deals like this happen this quickly within months, or do you think something like this has been in talks for a year or two, and it just so happened that he had to come in and just kind of, you know, I guess complete the deal?
You know what, Jamie, that's a great question, and another point that I haven't seen anyone talk about. So kudos to you. I know a little bit about him just because, you know, I'm in healthcare and I know the CEO of Cerner just in terms of like, oh, who is this person? You kind of run into those articles, but you're right. I mean, he came from Google, and it was so, you know what, actually the reason I know is because it was so recent that I had read about, oh, the Cerner CEO, you know, he's coming in from Google, and obviously over there, he was probably, he knew everything, you know, that Google does, like in terms of AI and in the product, the different products that Google has in terms of how things work. And I wonder, that's a great question. Like, did he look at certain, like, you know, he comes in and he's like, wow, this is like going back in time. I don't want to, you know, it might take me 10 years from this point to take them to the next level in terms of like where their tech is, where their platforms are, get them in, you know, in the cloud, you know, update all their, you know, the base frameworks that they are using for their EHRs, the architecture and all that stuff. Or I can just, this phone that's been ringing from Oracle, I can just answer that phone right now and be like, you know what, guys, you know what? I mean, that must have been a very gutsy call, right? I mean, that must have been like, hey, I can either prove to them. Again, do you think it's age? Like, he's 59.
I mean,
at that age, I wonder if that kind of, you know, like if he was 42, would he have been like, oh yeah, I'm just going to take this. I'm not saying it's the easy way out, but would he have answered the call, or would he have been, no, I'm going to show you what I can do, where I can take Cerner from this point on. I'm going to make them the number one EHR on my own.
I'm going to put my tinfoil hat on mm-hmm. right here.
Okay.
And I'm going to say this, from what I know, it took Cerner 3 months to find a CEO, right? And they're going out, reaching out to probably whoever knows. I'm going to guess, this total hypothesis, that they were already maybe in the market of wanting to sell this thing. Because like, I feel like deals like this don't happen in 3 months. And it just so happened, you know, David Feinberg, you know, he's been in the game a long time. He's the head guy for the Google Health Tech area. I'm sure he knows a lot about a lot of things, you know, and he was just the right person to be able to complete this deal that was already kind of maybe festering in the market. I mean, 3 months to find somebody. He's been in the chair for less than 3 months, and boom, $28.3 billion later, it's sold, right? And it's not to say like he's going to be like, all right, guys, peace out, I'm out of here. I'm sure there's some sort of clause where he needs to be there.
Oh no, they'll keep him around for sure,
right?
But for a couple of years, yeah. But think about it, right? Like there's no, like, now you're kind of off the hook. You're a little bit off the hook, right? Like you got a big huge organization mm-hmm. behind you now, and it's not just your responsibility now. I'm sure Oracle probably has a couple of guys who will be like, hey, Feinberg, we're going to help you out here, buddy. You know? And, you know, Feinberg looks like a really nice guy. I mean, you know, I just looked him up. He looks like a really good person.
Yeah.
Oh, and he's a doctor.
Yeah.
So
let's get him on the show. Vic, make the calls happen.
Can I make, will he answer my phone call like the way he answered Oracle? Okay.
Yeah, I think so. I think you got enough clout. If not, I'll get Fauci on the phone and, you know, get
Fauci, man. He's, yeah.
He's making waves as always. Man, I would love to sit down and talk with that guy. But, do you have any other closing thoughts, Vic? Like, I mean, usually this is where I would ask the guest, like, hey, this is your last word, but this is your show. So, you know, I would love to kind of hear some of your closing thoughts on what you think. I mean, we've already kind of heard what you think will happen, but I mean, just lay the last few words on the line for us.
Well, Jimmy, first of all, thank you again. I mean, emergency podcast. So thank you. Thanks for...
Sorry to all the listeners. I'll make sure that I put in some real sound effects there.
Don't cut that out. Please leave
all
that
right, in. All right. I'll leave
but,
it in there.
Yeah, no, it's... No, thanks again for putting it together so quickly. And I think it's a big news. Again, at the end of the day, will we see any impact for the next year? Probably not. Right? It's going to take more than a year. And in the first 2 years, yeah, we'll probably see some fumbles. Just like big tech is figuring out healthcare. It's not easy, let me tell you. And I, you know, we give some examples where failures happened, spectacular failures happened. So, but I think this time, because especially on the analytics and AI and making sense of the big data, I think it makes sense. It makes sense from a sense of going to Oracle's cloud. That's obviously everyone sees that. and the innovation, right? Like opening it up to developers the way Oracle has done for their other products. I think that's where we'll see a big change. So yeah, no, let's see. We'll, you know what, Jimmy, we should have another episode about how Oracle buying Cerner, how is that going? Mm-hmm. Right? Like an update on that. Update maybe, maybe in a year or so. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds good. All right, Vic, my friend, I think that concludes our episode. You know what? I was actually kind of, I'm kind of glad we did this. You know, it's, I like a little bit of time to be able to research and get all my thoughts in, but to be able to do this last minute, you know, got my adrenaline going, and I was happy to do this with you, man, and, you know, hit me up anytime, all jokes aside. And for all the listeners out there, if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to hit that subscribe button, rate this show on iTunes, and now you can rate shows on Spotify. Brand new. So rate us on Spotify, hit us up, hit that 5-star rating, and of course on Twitter, TWIHT1, because we're the number one twit on Twitter, Twit1. Hit us up there. Vic, I wish you adieu, and hopefully I'll see you soon, man.
I'll see you soon, and enjoy your Christmas, and all to all our listeners, happy holidays, Merry Christmas. Enjoy your time and enjoy this emergency Christmas episode.